This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. Sunday morning, December 8th, from Folsom to downtown Sacramento, I think there will be more people in the street than cars. Safe to say, with it being the 37th annual California International Marathon, 26.2 miles with the finish line at the state capitol. And from first-time marathoners to Olympic hopefuls and everybody cheering on the sidelines, this field of runners and this event overall has it all. Scott Abbott is in the studio with me. He's the executive director of the Sacramento Running Association. Welcome.
Hi, thanks, Beth, for having me.
It's hard to imagine this event not being here, but 37 years ago, what's the story about the vision of the beginning?
Yeah, it's really unique history. Two kind of pioneers in the running industry in this community, John Mansour and Sally Edwards, were, you know, envisioned a race, a marathon here in Sacramento. They were out running one day out in Folsom, and they were up on the dam, and they looked down, they could see the Capitol, and they said, I wonder how far away the capital is from here. And it turned out it was 26 miles away. And, you know, so the marathon was born, and the course has remained unchanged for 37 years. And it's kind of become an iconic race in the national running landscape. People come from all over the world to participate in our marathon here in Sacramento.
So this year's field includes, as the marathon does every year, people training and hopeful for the Olympics. It's a very competitive field this year. There is prize money, too. So talk about that elite spectrum of the race.
Yeah, it's a big part of our sports landscape here in Sacramento to have a world-class marathon here. And we have runners coming from all over the world that this is a part of their livelihood. You know, it's on the circuit of races, and we have a $70,000 prize purse for our lead athlete field. The last 2 years, it's actually served as the United States Marathon Championship. This year, it's not, as the Olympic trials are next year. But what it's really serving for, because of the Olympic trials, is this is a last chance qualifier for a lot of let's call them dream chasers that have an opportunity to qualify for the Olympic trials, and this might be their last chance. Many of them have tried over the whole quadrennium to qualify, and this might be their last opportunity. So that's going to kind of be a unique thing this year. Hundreds of runners from all over the United States that are trying to get that Olympic trials qualifier, and that'll kind of be, you know, in juxtaposition of with some of those pros that are at the front, you know, chasing that prize money.
What is the qualifying time?
So for women, it's 2:45 in the marathon, and for men, it's 2:19. So you have to run under 2:45 and run under 2:19 to earn that Olympic trials qualifier. And the California International Marathon has been the number one Olympic trials qualifying marathon in the entire world over the last 4 years. We sent a record 154 runners last year to the Olympic trials at the 2018 CIM. So it's now kind of become known as, you know, the place to come to get your qualifier. So that's why we have so many people coming here to try to get those qualifiers this year.
Jane Kibbe.
Yes, Jane.
Hometown girl.
Yes.
Is coming in with the top qualifying time, 2 hours and 30 minutes plus 1 second. So she's definitely under that 2:45.
Yeah.
But describe Jane a little bit so that people know how to watch for her, besides the fact that she'll be at the front. She'll be the first woman, most likely, at different points in the race that you'll see, and she'll be fighting for that finish.
Yeah, this is a great story, you know, for this year's race. Jane is, you know, a part of this community. She lives up in Auburn. She lives and trains here. She's actually a native of Kenya. And so she is trying to earn potentially a spot on the Kenyan Olympic team. And that's, you know, going to be a different scenario than some of the Americans that are doing it. But this is, as I said, it's her livelihood. You know, she's a professional runner. She's got a young daughter. This is really important for her, and the opportunity to maybe win a race and that could provide her some significant prize money, but also in her hometown. I think it's huge for her. She's run it twice. She's finished in the top three twice. And this is kind of her opportunity to shine. She's easy to spot at the front of the field. She's very diminutive, but at the same time, she's got a huge heart and a big racing spirit. And she's definitely a neat story this year. And we're looking forward to, hopefully, you know, her maybe running away with the first prize.
Thousands of people will do a combination of running and walking in this marathon. It starts at 7 a.m., rain or shine.
Yep.
There have been some gorgeous years.
Yep.
There's been some brutal years, even for people standing under umbrellas or shivering on the side to wave and cheer. There are rolling street closures, and I think the best resource is your website for people to know where and when their street might be blocked.
Yeah, we have this posted on our website, runcim.org. We've put them out through a lot of different outlets as well. And we really, obviously, you know, those are when the roads are being closed, but we see this as just a great community event. It brings so many people together. It literally and figuratively ties together our community. And that's one of the neat things about Sacramento is it's this amalgam of neighborhoods and municipalities. And this marathon really kind of puts that on display, starting in Folsom, running through a bunch of different cities and neighborhoods along the way. And it's so great to see people out there on the street corners cheering people on. And we look at those road closures as really your guideposts for where to go and cheer on the runners. And so when you look at those road closures, that's when the runners are going to be passing through that area. And that's the time to come out, bring out a noisemaker and cheer on those runners that are out there, whether they're trying to run their first marathon and change their health and fitness goals for their life, or whether they're up at the front, you know, and this is a big part of their livelihood. And, you know, they appreciate the support. We hear that every year from people that they just love the support of everybody along the course, and Sacramento really comes out and rallies and makes this a great experience for our runners.
Since those top runners are coming in around 9:30, 10 o'clock to downtown, the award ceremony is scheduled for 11. Mm-hmm. However, the flow of runners continues for a long time. Yeah. So again, downtown streets will have lots of people, lots of closures on Sunday morning, but a lot of fun. For someone who watches this race and gets inspired, is the appropriate day to begin training for next year that afternoon?
Yeah. And that we hear that a lot. People start their first exposure to our marathon is cheering and finding out that their street is closed now, and they go out and they watch the runners, and there's some of them, they're so inspired, and they see people maybe near the back of the race, they're like, if that person could do it, I can do it too. And we've seen so many people that then leverage that into training for the next year's race, and they come out and take part in it. We hear that story so many times of people who, you know, hey, I watched it, that inspired me to do it, next year I want to do it. And it becomes a bucket list. It's part of your civic duty here in Sacramento is to run CIM one time, maybe.
Well, at least cheer for it, I think.
Yeah, be a part of the event in some way.
Be part of it.
Or volunteer. You know, we have like 5,000 volunteers that help make this event go. I mean, it's not just our organization. Really, the community gets behind it. It's a big philanthropic piece for a number of charities. It's a platform for fundraising, for volunteerism. And it's just, you know, it's a great community event.
All right. Good thoughts for a good weather forecast.
Yeah.
All right. For Sunday morning. Always fun to have this conversation with you, Scott.
Yep, thanks
a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck on race day.
Thanks.
Scott Abbott is executive director of the Sacramento Running Association. The California International Marathon is Sunday, December 8th, starting at 7 a.m. And you can find more details in a link that's at capradio.org/insight. That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. You can find us online by podcast and at 7 in the evening at capradio.org. Thanks for joining us.
Hi there. This is Amanda Audrain. I work at Member Services in Cap Radio, and I'm here with Bob Moffett, who's the Sacramento Region reporter. And Bob, I have done that race. Have you done that race, the CIM?
That would be a negative.
Definitely
I've reported on it. Does that count?
Well, maybe. You haven't actually, your feet didn't hurt after?
I got sound of somebody running.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Well, I've done it, and it's, you know, it can be quite interesting at times, depending on the weather. Anyway, so this is our race, though, right? We're in our race right now to try to, you know, make a goal that we've been working on and that's really important to our operating here at Cap Radio. We're asking you to show your commitment to this station by making a monthly donation right now. You can do that at 1-800-800. 5867, or by going online to capradio.org. And maybe we can listen to someone who already has.
My name is Jasmine. I used to give to the public radio station back in Cleveland, Ohio, where I lived for the past 6 years. But now that I'm here, I'm happy to have found Cap Radio. Makes me feel a bit more at home.
Fewer muscle pulls, less cramping, less exhaustion, a lot less sweating. There are so many things about donating to Capital Public Radio's fund drive that are so much easier to do than
less
running a marathon.
A lot less sweating.
It's not even funny. How do you do that? Well, you go online, 800-800-5867, 800-800-5867. We know that today has been another historic day in Congress, and with the impeachment hearings, and so many of you have already reached out to us to thank us for broadcasting those, even if, regardless of where you are on the political spectrum, because you want to know what's going on. You want to know what lawmakers are doing, what questions they're asking, the answers that they're getting back, so that you can make an informed decision. And that's kind of our job, is to provide information so you can make informed decisions. Well, that costs money, and it means people. People have to do that, and they draw a salary, and there's also the national programming, and we could talk about that in a wonky ad nauseum fashion, but I won't. The point is, you make it happen, and you can make it happen right now. 800-800-5867 or capradio.org. The option is you have to run a marathon.
Yeah, either one. So you either have to run a marathon or donate. And you know what? Actually, if you donate, you can pick a gift, which if you run a marathon, you might just get blisters. And maybe a stomach ache. So anyway, you can pick a couple things that we're offering right now. You can give a portion of your donation to the food bank in your local area. We're using your zip code to determine a food bank that you know, is really local to you and giving back to that organization. Or you can pick our music discovery tote, which I happen to really like. It's a nice graphic and attractive design. Of course, they all are, right? Anyway.
Yeah. Well, and you can have that. You can put your bib in it from the marathon and your shirt and your water bottles and everything else. It's very handy come marathon season.
And your socks.
From Sacramento State, this is Capital Public Radio, 90.9 KXJZ FM and HD Sacramento, 91.3 KUOP FM and HD Stockton Modesto, 90.5 KKTO Tahoe City Reno, and 88.1 KQNC Quincy. Streaming at capradio.org.